Another 5-Minute Mystery.
Back so soon? Thought you were out at the Sheridan estate working on a case.
I was, if you can call it a case.
What do you mean? Didn't old man Sheridan get any threatening letters after all?
He's decided they're just from some old crank and wants the whole thing dismissed. Gosh, I thought it was that simple. Somehow those letters are just a little too sinister for a crank. And I don't doubt Sheridan's got enemies aplenty.
Yeah, he isn't exactly the nicest guy in town from what I've heard.
I'll get it. Police headquarters, Keats speaking. Mrs. Sharon? What? Dead. I'll be right out. Now, Mrs. Sharon, if you'll just think hard and remember all the details. You were in the room when it happened, eh?
Yes.
And Jenkins here?
I was upstairs laying out Mr. Sheridan's things for bed, sir.
I see. Where were you at the time the shot was fired, Mrs. Sheridan?
Over at the far end of the room by the fireplace.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting in that large chair with my back to my husband.
Then you saw no one enter the room?
No. Charles, Mr. Sheridan, had said a moment before that he thought he heard someone out in the patio. He went to the French door and looked out. Next thing I knew, a shot was fired. I heard Mr. Sheridan groan, and when I turned around, he was laying there on the floor, just as he is now, flat on his back, bullet through his heart. It was awful.
You didn't touch the body?
Well, of course not. I couldn't.
And you, Jenkins?
I heard the shot faintly from upstairs, sir. And I ran down immediately, but Mr. Sheridan was already dead.
Yeah. Just one more thing, Mrs. Sheridan. This bump on the back of the victim's head, is there any way you can explain that?
Why, I should think that's simple enough, Inspector. It no doubt occurred from the force of the fall.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course. I hadn't thought of that.
Inspector Keats, you've got to find out who did this awful thing. I won't stay in this house another minute. You see, just this morning, I got a threatening letter. Now, I'm frightened for my own life.
Yes, Mrs. Sheridan, I can see how you would be. The jury is apt to be pretty determined.
Jury? I don't understand.
Then allow me to make myself clear, Mrs. Sheridan. You're under arrest for the murder of your husband.
Why did the inspector arrest Mrs. Sheridan for her husband's murder? Do you know the clue? In a moment, we'll hear, but first... Story.
Under arrest? You can't arrest me.
If you'll pardon my saying so, Mrs. Sheridan, I think I already have. Mr. Sheridan was not shot unexpectedly by any mysterious visitor, and the position of his body is proof enough. It may interest you to know, Mrs. Sheridan, that contrary to any movies you might recall seeing, a person who suddenly dies while standing, whether from bullets or otherwise, invariably falls forward. And Mr. Sheridan is very neatly stretched on his back. And now, Mrs. Sheridan, what about that bump on the back of the victim's head?
I knocked him out from behind before I shot him.
I see. Too bad you didn't leave his body as it fell, Mrs. Sheridan, instead of arranging it so neatly. Might have saved you a little trip tonight, a ride in Black Maria.